verses 10 to 17. So it's Luke chapter 13, verses 10 to 17, and it's page 1046 of the Church Bibles, or however fast you can type it into your phone. On a Sabbath, Jesus was teaching in one of the synagogues, and a woman was there who had been crippled by a spirit for 18 years. She was bent over and could not straighten up at all. When Jesus saw her, he called her forward and said to her, "Woman, you are set free from your infirmity." Then he put his hands on her, and immediately she straightened up and praised God. Indignant because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath, the synagogue ruler said to the people, "There are 6 days for work, so come and be healed on those days, not on the Sabbath." The Lord answered him, "You hypocrites! Doesn't each of you on the Sabbath untie his ox or donkey from the stall and lead it out to give it water? Then should not this woman, a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has kept bound for 18 long years, be set free on the Sabbath day from what bound her?" When he said this, all his opponents were humiliated, but the people were delighted with all the wonderful things he was doing. And God bless to us that reading from his word. Amen. So, I wonder if you've ever been in a situation where you have not been seen, or just ignored. I think we've all probably been in a situation like that. I mean, as a child, you could probably be not seen. I remember being in a very large crowd, and I was only quite small at the time. I've grown a bit since then, but I was quite small at the time, and I just felt like everyone was trying to stand on me. To be perfectly honest, it was awful. I just wasn't seen. Rachel was telling me something yesterday about when she was training to be a nurse, about the it was to try and understand what it was like to be disabled. And so they strapped, people had to walk around on crutches, and they bandaged up a foot and put an egg on the bottom of the foot and walk around the city centre without being able to put their foot on the floor, and how difficult that was. And the purpose of that exercise was so that as a nurse, you would see the person. You would see the frustrations and the difficulties that they were going through. Yesterday, we had several examples of not being seen. I do think that people in London, especially tourists, spend most of their time in a complete daze of not really seeing anyone else. They're going to go where they're going to go, regardless of whether you're going to run them over, regardless of whether there is someone in the way. They just go where they're going to go. And it's a horrible moment, isn't it, when you're just not seen. And we can all actually experience that in other ways. It's not just about physically being seen. It's about the frustrations that we might be feeling. And maybe people are spending so much time thinking you've got everything together, whereas everything within you is crying out, going, "I'm a mess. I'm broken. I just don't feel like anyone sees me." Put this Bible passage in a little bit of context. So Jesus is teaching in the synagogue, and a woman was there who had been crippled by a spirit for 18 years. So there's two things we know about what will have been going on. So Jesus will have been teaching in the synagogue. This is the last time in Luke's gospel that Jesus is actually in a synagogue teaching. And what would happen is the scripture for the day would be brought forward. He would find a bit in the scroll. He would read it out, and then he would explain it, because he was a good rabbi, and he'd done his prep. Okay? And he would preach a small sermon or sermonette, and probably much better than anything you're ever going to hear from me. And people would go, very good, wise, and all that sort of stuff. And then he'd put it away, and that would be that. The second thing we know is that it would only have been men in the room when he did it. Because the women weren't allowed in the synagogues. The women didn't go to the synagogue to hear the word explained. They would have been outside or in another room. So that immediately should ring some alarm bells to us as to what on earth is going on here. Because we've got, on a Sabbath, Jesus was teaching in one of the synagogues. And a woman was there who had been crippled by a spirit for 18 years. She was bent over and couldn't straighten up at all. So we've got this woman who is completely, she's probably got scoliosis. She's crippled. She can't do what she used to do. It's horrible for the poor lady. And no one's noticed her. Now, some commentators will tell you that she wasn't in the room in the first place, and it's after Jesus has finished preaching and he goes out and he sees her. It doesn't say that in the text, though, which I think is really interesting, because Luke is a stickler for detail. And actually, it doesn't say that in the text. It says there was a woman in the synagogue listening to Jesus teach. That was so unheard of. And no one else has noticed. You listen to the synagogue leader. And what does the synagogue leader do? He's really good at picking up on stuff. You've come on the wrong day to be healed. You naughty person, you. What a load of twaddle. But you've come on the wrong day. There's 6 days to do work. You've just made him work on the Sabbath. Oh, disgusting person. Hang on a minute. You hadn't even seen she was in the room. And then it says, when Jesus saw her, he called her forward and spoke to her. So Jesus saw her and Jesus called her. He said, come up here. He brought her to the front so that you can't avoid the lady with the problem anymore. Can you imagine being in that synagogue on that day? You're all sat there being ever so holy because you're good men. You've all got to, ladies, you have to imagine you're a man now. So, just imagine you can't organize anything or something like that. I don't know what it is you need to do, but imagine you're a man, okay? Imagine what it's like to be wrong. When I got married, my father-in-law said to me, you need to remember to say those three special words to Rachel every single day. And I said, what's that? I love you. And he said, no, either you were right or I was wrong. It doesn't matter which, but just to, anyway. So imagine that you're a man sat in that synagogue. And this woman is brought to the front. How are you feeling? What on earth is she doing here? What's going to happen? Is he going to shame her for sneaking in? And look at her. She's physically deformed. And we don't like physically deformed people. And if she's physically deformed, it must be because she's evil. So my father used to work for the leprosy mission, and you know, for years I sat through several talks all about the outcast and how people would be cast out of villages, especially in India. They were cast out of villages to live in the forests, essentially, because they looked different and they must have been cursed by God. And so then the work of the leprosy mission was to try and integrate them back into society, to give them hope where other people had told them they were hopeless, etc. But Jesus sees this woman. He calls her forward, and when she gets to the front, he says, "Woman," which wasn't rude in those days, by the way, "woman, you are set free from your infirmity." Then he put his hands on her, and immediately she straightened up and praised God. Well, wouldn't you? But here's this woman in a man's space praising God. She's just been healed. And the response of the synagogue leader is, "This is appalling." Doesn't speak directly to Jesus. He doesn't say, "How dare you, Jesus, heal this woman on the Sabbath?" He says, "There are 6 days for work to be done, so come and be healed on those days and not on the Sabbath. Look, everyone, I got the law right." And all of the men were going, "Oh, yeah." But actually, really? Have you missed the point? Are you so, as we said in the really well-prepared children's address, you know, the mind is like a parachute. It only works when it's open. This man's parachute is not open. He is plummeting, and he hasn't worked out. He needs to pull the cord and see what's just happened in front of him. And what's just happened in front of him is a woman has just been healed. She is stood up and praising God. God has just moved. There is glory all around. She's giving him the glory. And this guy at the front is moaning that it was done on the wrong day. What? How blinkered, how blind is this person? He can't even see God working. He couldn't see the woman who got into his synagogue in the first place, and now he can't see that God has just done an amazing thing. He's spending all of his time moaning that it wasn't quite the right process. And Jesus doesn't hold back. Jesus knows the guy's trying to criticize him. And he says, "You hypocrites." I think he's not in a good mood. I don't know whether anything gives that away. But "you hypocrites, doesn't each of you on the Sabbath untie his ox or donkey from the stall and lead it out to give it water? You are treating this woman worse than you treat your animals. And you make a big thing about making sure that your animals are fed and your animals are watered. Why? Because they're useful to you. But as far as you're concerned, this woman stood here, this crippled woman is of no use to you. You don't even notice her when she walks into your space." But Jesus sees her, and Jesus calls her, and Jesus heals her. And then he goes on. He doesn't just hold back for a little bit. He says, "This is what you do. Then should not this woman, a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has kept bound for 18 long years, be set free on the Sabbath day from what bound her?" Now, there are 3 points here, I hope, because I might come up with more. I might do less. We never know. The first point is, this is the only woman
in Luke's gospel who is referred to as a daughter of Abraham. The only man referred to as a son of Abraham in Luke's gospel is... what? Not Jesus. That was the squirrel answer, Ian. Well done. What's grey and has a bushy tail and eats and stores nuts for the winter? It sounds like a squirrel, but it must be Jesus. It's Zacchaeus. Who is the other person who is hiding, and yet Jesus sees them and calls them. Zacchaeus is hiding in the tree so that the crowd don't see him. No one cares about Zacchaeus. They're too busy trying to look good and focus somewhere else, and yet the one who really needs the help is in the tree. And Jesus sees him, calls him down, and says, I'm coming to your house for tea. This is a son of Abraham. So what's a son of Abraham? What does that mean? It doesn't just mean that they're Jewish. A son of Abraham or a daughter of Abraham means that they are sons and daughters of the covenant. That they are ones who are part of the chosen people, the special people. Excuse me. And apologies if you're on the loop. It's part of the chosen people. And why is Abraham chosen? Because his faith in God was credited to him as righteousness. Why is Zacchaeus up a tree looking at Jesus? Because he thinks maybe Jesus might be able to do something for him. He knows that he's small and unworthy. He's a liar and a cheat. He knows all of that. But he's hoping. He's heard about a God who loves people and can transform people. This woman has snuck in to listen to Jesus, hidden amongst all the men. And this isn't the life of Brian. She's literally just a woman. Hidden amongst all the men. Just so she might be able to hear Jesus. Just so she can hear about this God who loves people and transforms them. And Jesus looks directly through the deformity and the smallness and the ignoredness that happens for her and says, this woman's got faith that something amazing can happen. The response, we're told, well, that his opponents were humiliated, but the people were delighted with all the wonderful things he was doing. Why? People were delighted with the wonderful things that he was doing because someone was seeing them. I read an article this morning about on the BBC website about these flags that are being put all over the place, and some people are upset about the flags because, you know, you can't possibly have a Union flag in Britain. And some people are not upset about the flags, but the point that the person writing the article made, and it was actually quite a balanced article for a change, but the point they made was, and it was a psychologist, I think, that made it as well. People don't feel seen at the moment. Society feels like somewhere where you're not seen, where your frustrations, your hopes that aren't being fulfilled, you're just not seen. People are waving a flag and putting a banner up going, hello, I'm over here. Now, whether you think the flags are going to do anything or whether you agree with them or not, doesn't really matter. The point I'm making is we spend an awful lot of time feeling like we're not seen. And you don't have to be crippled. You don't have to be someone who is bent double to feel like you're not seen. As I said at the beginning, we can be like, we can feel like actually our struggles aren't seen. Our frustrations aren't seen. Maybe you have a particular role and people are interested in you for your role, but they're not interested in you for you. But they haven't seen you in years and they've got no idea who you really are. Because as long as you perform your role, then that's okay. And each one of us plays different roles within our lives. We're a wife, a mother, a father, a husband, a brother, an uncle. We are the role. And sometimes it can get really frustrating that you are just treated by the people that you play that role to as that person, but there's nothing deeper. I have a nephew called Freddie. Freddie really cheered me up this week. He doesn't speak to me very often, mainly because of issues that went on with my brother and the breakup. But he rang me on Thursday to tell me that he passed his GCSE maths, his GCSE English, and his level 2 childcare. And I was so proud of him. But he rang me. And it was really lovely. Because last time I'd seen him, he told me all about it, and he was going to get an apprenticeship, and he was going to go and train to be a nursery nurse. And I said, oh, well, that's good. Do let me know how you get on. And he actually did. Isn't that lovely? But I felt seen as someone other than just Uncle Paul, which Brennan used to say it. Do you remember those little games that the early computer games that made that kind of, you'd play tennis with him and then go boop 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 boop. That's how we used to say Uncle Paul. We'd go Uncle Paul. I wasn't just Uncle Paul. I was someone he could talk to. I was seen. And there's so many situations in our lives where we can feel like we just want to be seen. Well, the bad news is there are people who just aren't going to see you. Okay? That's the breaks, all right? That's the way it works. But there is one person who always sees us, and that is Jesus. He sees us for who we are, for what's going on. He gives us what we need. Not necessarily what we want, but what we need. But he sees us. And he says, you're a daughter, you're a son of Abraham. I see you. Come forward, let me deal with you. And let people praise God through the work that I've done through you and in you. Because we've been seen. Amen. I think Rachel may have been raptured.